Well, John Blackie, you've got three horses taken to the Launceston meeting under lights tonight at the Tote Racing Centre. And let's first talk about in the opening race, you've got Final Words going around, trying to make it back-to-backs. What chance in the first, John, for Final Words?
Yeah, go good. He's trained on well since his last start, and I've changed riders. I've got Ben Noble riding this time and still taking 9.5 off your back, and with a bit of pace in the race, hopefully he should be up in first four, around about third or fourth, and yeah, it'd be hard to beat tonight again.
Well, in Hobart last start, there was a lightning move mid-race where young Taliarotta took off on him, and was that the plan, obviously, to try and get a winning break? And he had enough in reserve just to hold on. Similar sort of tactics tonight?
No, won't beat, no. Yeah. He took a little bit of control of the young lady last start there, okay. And as it turned out, she went on him. But when you say you risk it in the race, Dan, you normally know he's going to lead by three or four lengths.
That's
and
right.
You take a sit off him. So yeah. On the night, I thought the saddle slipped. On that day, I thought the saddle slipped on him. But no, he got away with it. So we'll ride him a bit quieter tonight.
All right, mate. Well, risk it does look the likely leader, doesn't he?
Yeah, that and the top weight, if he runs, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Bunder and Breeze is actually in. It's not a scratch, early scratching, so it looks like he's going to go around. In the second race, the filly La Pumper, I thought got to the line okay last Thursday night in Launceston, and once again with barrier three, a nice barrier. Will La Pumper get back as far as it did last time?
Shouldn't be over the mile. No, extra 200 metres and a different tempo again. But instructions will be to try and ride her in the first half a dozen. And, you know, she's pulled up well from last week and definitely looking for the mile. So, yeah, good barrier. Bit of a 1.5 kilo claim, so she'll be very hard to... I think she'll be very hard to beat tonight.
Well, you've had a regional opinion of her, haven't you, from day one?
Yeah, should have won a race by now, Pete. She... first up, she ran a good third, and we had no luck at all. Over 1,400, went back to 1,200, 1,400 again, and so up to the mile tonight. There, she should run well.
All right. Well, in race six, it's the Fashions on the Field Open Handicap, and here you've got Static Kona returning from a spell. Now we know the Static Kona is your stable stayer, and once again, Ben Noble to ride 1.5 kilos off. Putting him on 56.5. What can we expect first up? Often stayers do sprint well over the 1,200 metres.
Yeah, well, he's first up three times through one place, I think it is. So, you know, he's an older horse now. He's getting ready for the better races over our carnival. But I haven't tried him to keep him fresh. His work's been good. And, you know, it's not as strong as last week's field, of course. So, yeah, he'll get back a bit, but he'll work home pretty solid. I'm expecting him to run a forward race tonight first up.
Blinkers on?
Yeah, blinkers on, Pete. Yeah, running around like we used to, and blinkers on, and then the freshness will be on his side. Then he pulls up okay, we'll have to back up next week in a 1,400 metre race, then go fortnightly into our Enduro Cups here. So we've got a bit of a plan for him, so... Tonight, he'll go good tonight.
All right, you're thinking about taking him across the water?
Winter time next year, Pete, yeah.
Okay, all right, mate. Yeah. So, but is it the cups you're looking at, the Hobart and Lonnie Cups with Static Kona?
Yeah, them two races, and, you know, he's performed better on wet tracks, and we're not sure how he will go on the better tracks over the carnival, but if he doesn't measure up, we'll just tip him out, and we know at the end of the day he grows another leg on the wet track, so... yeah, Victoria, winter time for him.
All right, mate. Look, of the three that you're taking tonight and settling up, which one would you say is your best winning chance?
Win the first two and a good place in race six.
That's what I like. Tons of confidence. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Dwayne.